am home. You wouldn't believe the day I had.
Ah, there you are. Glued to your laptop as usual. Don't you ever take a break?
Oh, seriously, dude. The world won't end if you stop working for like 5 minutes.
Come on, entertain me. I'm bored. You think I'm entertaining enough on my own? Well, you're not wrong, but come on, put that laptop away and pay attention to me. I've got a story to tell.
Okay, picture this. I'm at the gym, right? Just minding my own business, absolutely crushing it on the treadmill. I'm talking full-on beast mode, sweat flying, muscles pumping, the whole shebang.
Yeah, I know. When are you not in beast mode? Fair point, but listen, it gets better. So, this guy saunters up, all muscles in cologne, and goes,
"Hey, sweetie, you're pretty good for a girl. Want me to show you how to really work out?"
Can you believe it? The nerve of the guy. It's like he walked straight out of a bad 80s movie or something. You know me so well. Of course I didn't let it slide. I mean, come on, it's me we're talking about here. Nope, even better than that. I challenged him to a pull-up contest right then and there. You should have seen his face. He tried to play it cool, but I could see the panic in his eyes. Guess what? I absolutely destroyed him. You should have been there. Picture this, me cranking out pull-ups like it's nothing, and this guy, Mr. Macho himself, struggling to keep up. By the time I hit 20, he was still gasping for air on number 5. Oh, it was glorious. The look on his face when he realized he had been beaten by a girl. Priceless. I swear his ego deflated faster than a puncture balloon. You know, it was pretty awesome, but I kind of wish you had been there to see it. You would have loved it. Yeah, I guess you're right. Would have been nice to celebrate with someone, you know? Someone who gets me. Not that I need anyone to celebrate with, of course. I'm totally fine on my own. Always have been. What? No, I'm not getting soft or anything. I'm just saying, it's nice to have someone to share these moments with. Sometimes, that's all. Anyway. After I totally owned that guy at the gym, I decided to treat myself to some ice cream because why not, right? I earned it.
Hey, you want some? I got your favorite flavor. You know, the weird one with the chunks of cookie dough and brownie bits? How can you eat that sugar bomb is beyond me, but to each their own, I guess. Oh, so now you're interested. Typical. Ignore me when I'm telling you my awesome story, but perk right up at the mention of ice cream. I see how it is. Let's see, here it is. One diabetes in a cup, coming right up. You know, for someone who spends so much time in front of a computer, you sure do stay in shape. What's your secret? Wait, let me guess. Vigorous typing? Extreme mouse clicking? Come on, you can't be seriously counting those 2 push-ups you do every morning as a workout routine. But hey, whatever works for you, I guess.
All right, here you go, boyfriend. 1 bowl of sugar rush just for you.
I mean, roommate.
Roommate. That's what I meant. Boyfriend? That's crazy. You're not my boyfriend. We're just roommates. Roommates who sometimes share ice cream in an apartment and... Oh no, why am I still talking? Not that you'd be a bad boyfriend, hypothetically speaking, of course, in some alternate universe where I do date people, which I don't, because I'm me. Spring. Solo adventure. That's me. Is it hot in here? Feels hot. Maybe I'm coming down with something. Ice cream fever? Is that a thing? Should be. You know what? Let's pretend this never happened. In fact, let's rewind. I'll walk out, come back in, and we'll start over. Except we can't. Because you already have the ice cream and that would be weird. I'm making this worse, aren't I? Someone please stop me. So, how about that weather? Pretty weather-like lately. Sun shining. Clouding. Seriously, spring weather. Maybe if I eat enough ice cream, I'll get brain freeze and forget this ever happened. Is selective amnesia available online? Look, it's not like I spend time thinking about us or anything. It's just because we live together and have fun, and sometimes I wonder what it would be like to kiss you doesn't mean actually... Did I just say that out loud? No, 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 this could be happening. I mean, who doesn't occasionally think about their kissing their attractive roommate? Totally normal, right? Or maybe not. I don't know what's normal anymore. Someone please make this stop. You know what? I'm just gonna sit here and eat this entire tub of ice cream. Maybe slip into a sugar coma. When I wake up, we can both pretend this never happened. This is all your fault. Yes, you. With your kindness and your dumb, cute face. I was perfectly content being alone, and then you had to make me all feelings-y. How dare you? I didn't ask for this. Okay, fine. You want to do this? Let's do this. Right here, right now, with melting ice cream as your witness. But I swear, if you laugh at me, I don't know what I'll do, but it won't be pretty. So, here's the thing. I may have, possibly, perhaps, developed some feelings for you. Romantic-type feelings. The kind of feelings that make you want to call someone your boyfriend. Even when they're not actually your boyfriend. Even when they're just your roommate who happens to be sitting next to you on this dumb, comfy couch eating the ice cream that you bought for them. And I know it's crazy, right? We're just roommates. I know I'm not supposed to feel this way. I'm supposed to be the tough girl who doesn't need anyone, but somehow you snuck all past my defenses with your stupid kindness and your dumb jokes and the way you always remember how I like my coffee in the morning. And the worst part is, I don't hate it. I don't hate feeling this way about you. It's terrifying and confusing and totally out of my comfort zone, but it's also kind of nice. Like when we stay up late watching bad action movies, or when you cheer me on during my online gaming tournaments. So, there it is. The truth. Spring. The unbreakable. I have a crush on my roommate. Go ahead. Laugh. Tell me I'm being ridiculous. Tell me you don't feel the same way. I can take it. I'm tough, remember? I've faced scarier things in the gym. And in our kitchen when it was your turn to cook. Wait, what? You're not freaked out? You feel the same way? Are you serious right now? Oh my god. Oh my god. This is... Wow. I didn't expect this. I mean, I hoped, but I didn't think... Hold on, you're not just saying this to make me feel better, are you? Because if this is some kind of pity thing, I swear I'll... You really mean it? You like me too? Like me? Wow, okay. This is a lot. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's good, it's great, actually, but also terrifying. I don't even know how to... process this. What do people usually do in this situation? Is there like a manual for this or something? I guess you're right. We can figure it out as we go, but fair warning, I'm probably gonna be really bad at this whole relationship thing. I mean, my idea of romance is letting someone have the last slice of pizza. Oh, so that's why you always let me have the last slice, huh? Smooth move, Romeo. Can't believe I fell for that. So, what now? Do we, like, hold hands or something? Go on a date? Oh god, I don't even know how to date. Do I have to wear a dress? Because let me tell you, that's not happening. Last time I wore a dress was... Actually, I don't think I've ever worn a dress. Is that weird? Ah, thank goodness. Pizza and video games sounds perfect. You really do get me, don't you? But I have to warn you, just because I like you doesn't mean I'm going to go easy on you in Mario Kart. Prepare to eat my dust, boyfriend. Oh, So now you're my boyfriend, huh? Getting a little ahead of myself here, aren't I? Don't remember agreeing to that. Maybe I want to play the field out, you know? See what other nerdy ice cream loving roommates are out there. Yeah, I guess I'd like that. Being your girlfriend, I mean. But don't, like, expect me to go all mushy on you, okay? I've still got a reputation to maintain. If anyone asks, I'll tell them I'm dating you out of pity. Now, come on. Let's finish this ice cream before it melts completely, and then we can maybe start planning that pizza and video game date. I'm thinking extra pepperoni in a Super Smash Bros. Tournament. Loser has to do the dishes for a week. Oh, you're on. But don't come crying at me when you're elbow deep in soap suds tomorrow. It's kind of funny when you think about it. All this time we've been living together, sharing the space, and neither of us had any idea how the other felt. Makes you wonder what else we might be missing, huh? Huh? Wait, what do you mean by that? There's something else you want to tell me? You've been secretly practicing Mario Kart? You sneaky little... Oh, it's so on now. You better bring your A game, mister, because I am not going down without a fight. But seriously, thanks for, you know, liking me back. And for being patient with me while I figured all this out. I know I'm not the easiest person to deal with sometimes. Okay, most of the times, but hey, at least life with me is never boring, right? Yeah, I like you too. A lot. And I promise I'll try my best to be a good girlfriend. I can't guarantee I'll be perfect, but I'll always have your back, and I'll try not to beat you too badly at video games. Maybe I'll even let you win once in a while. So, do we, like, kiss now or something? Is this how it works? Okay, yeah, let's do this. But if you tell anyone I was nervous about a kiss, I'll deny it. I have a reputation to uphold, you know? Oh, wow. Okay, that was nice. Really nice. Maybe we could, do that again sometime? All right, don't get too cocky. You're good, but you're not that good yet. Now, enough of this mushy stuff. Are we going to play video games or what? I've got some serious butt kicking to do, and these thumbs aren't going to exercise themselves. Huh, you think you can take me on? Bring it, boyfriend. Let's see what you got. Get ready to eat my dust. And hey, thanks for making today even better than I thought it could be. Who knew accidentally calling you my boyfriend would turn to be the best slip of the tongue ever? I'm so tired. Playing all night wasn't really my plan after that day at the gym. I did all the work on my body I could do today. I don't need any more. I think I'm just gonna go to bed. Unless maybe you wanna go to bed with me? I mean, obviously we don't have to do anything. We can just, you know, maybe play a video and fall asleep together. Okay, I'll go change and I'll meet you at your bed. Duh, because your bed is bigger. We need to be comfortable, you know? I'll be right back. Man, your room is messy. So, you're turning on that TV or what? Don't look at me like that. I know this isn't particularly what you imagined me wearing to bed, but I guess some lingerie doesn't hurt anyone, does it? So, are we Are we watching a movie or what? Don't take it off. I just put it on for you. Hey. I didn't agree to this. Are you kidding me naked so quick? You really want to do this, huh? Okay. Let's get on the bed then. You liked my toned body, huh? Well, I spend enough time at the gym just for you to notice it. And finally, you notice it. You can touch it anywhere. You can fuck it if you like. Go ahead. Put it in me. Oh my god. I didn't think you were gonna do it just like that. Oh my god. Yes, found it just like that. That's so good. That's so fucking good. Keep going. Keep going. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. I'm close already. Fuck. No, don't come inside me. We just started dating. We don't want one of those annoying babies, do we? Fuck, I'm coming. Yes, baby, just like that. No, don't come in. Fuck. Well, shit. I think I'm fine with that. Let's go to bed. I'm tired.